Good morning. This is Mornings with a Stranger, episode 23. Thank you so much for joining. Yesterday was our Super Bowl, and I don't know why I say our Super Bowl, like I had anything to do with it, watched it, played in it. It's kind of like, I don't know. I don't know. I have no clue why I said that. I guess, are there Super Bowls in other countries? Maybe that's what my brain was thinking. I always get a kick out of people when they say, you know, we won. It's like, no, you sat on the couch and ate food. You did nothing. How a we becomes a we, but, you know, then becomes a they when they lose. I'd be curious to know how many people have that speech pattern. The whole, it's my kid until it needs changing, and then it's your kid. But my original thought that I came to this whole concept by was thinking about Super Bowl and how many people watch the Super Bowl. First of all, of course, you have many in a stadium, but that's like common, or at least common to have stadiums full. But the amount of people in the United States that are watching the Super Bowl. So I'm just curious to know, like, what patterns does this disrupt? Meaning, is the traffic lighter around cities? Do police notice a difference? I know food places, pizza places, they have typically a kick up of business because everybody's watching football. So that's like they plan for that and overstaff. And I'm sure that goes for some other food places too. And of course, any place that's probably a sports bar, you're going to see a ton of people. But I don't know, like, what other patterns are there? What are shopping malls like? Yeah, and I don't want to make this a, you know, boys watch football and girls don't, but is there, like, what patterns does happen? Do they see a lot of women at the mall going shopping that day? I know there are a lot of women who, again, watch football or just hang out and have a good time, but I'd just be curious to know the extent of little patterns that we don't necessarily think about that might be affected, that people might notice in various businesses or, I don't know, utilities. Just curious what other patterns happen. Perhaps the typical ones, but maybe just some unexpected side effects. I'd just be very curious. I don't have any good examples, unfortunately, to explain what I mean by side effects. To get my point across, like, for instance, yes, there are probably a lot of chips, for instance, sold that day. But is there some other weird thing that we don't expect because it's an ingredient in something else or something just very different? I love hearing about those things. Anyway, if you happen to know of any weird Super Bowl side effects or other big events, feel free to comment. Love to hear it. Be fascinating. There you have it. That is my lackluster attempt, sort of lackluster attempt, to fulfill my experiment of Mornings with a Stranger. I'm a little sad that my brain is not bringing forward thoughts of things that I want to use to explain the side effects of something, unexpected side effects of something like the Super Bowl. Anyway, maybe that'll be a whole different podcast discussion for another day. Have a wonderful morning, have a wonderful day, and we'll see you again soon. Bye. Thanks for listening.